Good morning, church. I'm John and this is Diana. Today I will do a sermon in Chinese and she will help me translate it to English. 我们今天的经文是路加福音第四章三十一到四十四节。
Our scripture today is Luke chapter 4, verse 31 to 44.
我们今天的主题是耶稣的权柄。
The theme is the authority of Jesus.
讲到耶稣的权柄，我们需要回到前面的经文。
To speak of Jesus' authority, we need to go back to the preceding verses.
在路加福音四章二十八到二十九节。
In Luke chapter 4, verse 28 to 29.
会堂的人听见这话，都怒气满胸。
When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath.
都起来撵他出城。他们的城造在山上，他们带他到山崖，要把他推下去。
And they rose up and drove him out of town to prod him to the brow of hill on where their town was built, so they could throw him down the cliff.
百姓听完耶稣的讲道，竟然想要把耶稣从山上推下去。
After hearing Jesus' message, people tried to throw him off a cliff.
他们想要杀死耶稣，为什么会有这样的事情呢？
They wanted to kill him. Why did this happen?
上周我们提到耶稣在拿撒勒的会堂讲道。
Last week we discussed Jesus preaching in the synagogue of Nazareth.
拿撒勒是耶稣的故乡，耶稣在那里长大。
It is his hometown where he grew up.
因此拿撒勒的百姓熟悉耶稣。
The people there knew him well.
当他们听到耶稣的讲道，他们的第一反应是稀奇。
When they first heard his preaching, they were amazed.
然而，在稀奇的反应之后，他们的回应却让人失望。
But after that initial amazement, their responses were disappointing.
他们没有接受耶稣的宣告。
They did not accept his declaration.
耶稣指着以赛亚中预言以赛亚的经文，说道：“今天这经应验到你们的耳中了。”
Jesus pointed to the prophecy in Isaiah about the Messiah and said that it was fulfilled in their hearing.
耶稣向拿撒勒的百姓宣告，弥赛亚已经来了，而他就是弥赛亚。
He declared to the people of Nazareth that the Messiah had come. He himself was the Messiah.
耶稣在邀请百姓接受他。
Jesus was inviting them to accept him.
可是这些百姓因为太过于熟悉耶稣，反而无法接受他的身份。
But because they were so familiar with him, they could not accept his identity.
他们说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？他怎么可能是先知预言的那一位弥赛亚呢？
They said, Is not this Joseph's son? How could he possibly be Messiah fulfilled by the prophets?
面对百姓的拒绝，耶稣提到旧约中以利亚和以利沙的例子，提到他们去往外邦人那里施行神迹。
In response to their rejection, Jesus referred to the examples from the Old Testament, Elijah and Elisha performing miracles among Gentiles.
耶稣的意思是，在过去因为以色列百姓的不信，神向外邦人施行拯救。
His point was this: in the past, because of Israel's unbelief.God brought salvation to Gentiles.
那么在今天，同样，因为你们不相信我的宣告，我也会前往其他地方宣讲福音。
Today, because of you do not believe my declaration, I will go and preach the gospel somewhere else.
也就是说，今天的福音和你们无份了。
In other words, the gospel today has no part in you.
百姓听完耶稣的教训，反而恼羞成怒。
The people hearing this rebuke became furious.
你是什么人？你凭什么说这样的话？
Who do you think you are to say such things?
于是他们想要杀死耶稣，把他从山崖上扔下去。
So they want to kill him by throwing him off the cliff.
当然，耶稣不可能在这个时候被杀死。
Of course, Jesus could not be killed at this time.
第三十节。他却从他们中间直行过去了。
Verse 30 says, But passing through their midst, he went away.
但这群暴民将耶稣包围，准备把他从山上推下去。
The angry mob surrounded him and prepared to push him off the cliff.
在这样一个看上去毫无出入、必死无疑的时刻，圣经记载到，他从他们中间直行过去了。
In such a moment that seems hopeless and certain to end in death, the scripture records that he passed right through them and went on his way.
耶稣从他们手里逃脱，而且不是狼狈的逃脱。
Jesus escaped from their hand and not in a panicked flight.
他从这群暴民的围攻中穿过。
He walked straight through the midst of violent crowds.
我不清楚这样的事情是如何发生的，但这毫无疑问是一个神迹。
I don't know how exactly how this happened, but it was undoubtedly a miracle.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我今天要讲的第一个权柄。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first authority I want to speak about today.
耶稣拥有对自己生命和死亡的权柄。
Jesus has authority over his own life and death.
耶稣从他们手里逃脱，是因为现在还没有到他要赴死的时候。
Jesus escaped from their hand because the time had not yet come for him to die.
正如约翰福音十章十八节，耶稣说道，没有人夺去我的命，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
As Jesus himself says in John chapter 10 verse 18, No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again.
这是耶稣的权柄，没有人可以夺去他的生命，除非他自愿舍弃。
This is Jesus' authority. No one can take his life unless he willingly lays it down.
这群愤怒的百姓想要夺去耶稣的生命，但是他们做不到。
The angry crowds wanted to take his life, but they could not.
这样的事情在圣经中多次记载。
These kind of things are recorded multiple times in scriptures.
约翰福音七章三十节，他们想要捉拿耶稣，但是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。
In John chapter 7 verse 30, they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him.Because his hour had not yet come.
约翰福音八章五十九节，他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏，从店里出去了。
In John chapter 8 verse 59, they picked up stones to throw on him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
约翰福音十章三十九节，他们又要拿他，他却逃出他们的手走了。
In John chapter 10 verse 39.They tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands.
这是耶稣的权柄，没有人可以夺去他的生命。
This is Jesus' authority. No one can take his life.
时候还没有到，犹太人想要杀死耶稣，他们却做不到。
The time has not come yet, and the Jews could not kill him.
然而，时候到了，耶稣甘愿舍弃自己的生命。
But when the time came, Jesus...willingly laid down his life.
耶稣的死并非出于偶然，这一切的事情都发生在他的权柄之下。
Jesus' death was not accidental. Everything happened under his authority.
事实上，马太福音二十六章五节提到，犹太人并不想在逾越节期间杀死耶稣，因为他们害怕引发混乱。
In fact, in Matthew chapter 26 verse 5,The Jewish leaders did not want to kill Jesus during the Passover feast for fear of a riot.
但是耶稣有权柄决定如何舍弃自己的生命。
But Jesus had the authority to decide how and when he would lay down his life.
他是逾越节的羔羊，这是他计划好的时间和方式。
He is the Passover lamb. This was his planned time and manner.
作为基督徒，我们也许听了太多次耶稣和十字架的故事。
As Christians, we have heard the story of Jesus and the cross many times.
但是今天，我邀请你们思考，这一切的事情都发生在耶稣的权柄之下，他为我们的罪在十字架上牺牲自己。
But today, I invite you to reflect. All of this happened under Jesus' authority, and he willingly sacrificed himself.On the cross for our sins.
没有人可以夺去他的生命，这是他自愿舍的。
No one could take his life. He laid it down voluntarily.
回到经文，第31到32节。
Back to the scripture, verse 31 to 32.
耶稣下到加百农，这是加利利的一座城，在安息日教训众人。
And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath.
他们很稀奇他的教训，因为他的话里有权柄。
And they were astonished at his teaching, for his words possessed authority.
耶稣离开拿撒勒，来到加百农，这是加利利地区一座重要的城镇。也是耶稣他个人早期事工的重心。
Jesus left Nazareth and came to Capernaum, an important town in Galilee, and the center of his early ministry.
和往常一样，耶稣在安息日来到一所会堂里讲道。
As usual, Jesus entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and taught.
第三十二节，他们很稀奇他的教训，因为他的话里有权柄。
Verse 32 says,The people were astonished at his teaching, for his words possessed authority.
这一次耶稣的反应同样是他们很稀奇。
Once again, the people were amazed.
这一次圣经记载了他们感到稀奇的原因，因为他的话里有权柄。
This time, the Bible specified the reason why they are so amazed, because his word possessed authority.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我今天要讲的第二个权柄，耶稣有权柄教导人。
Brothers and sisters, this is the second authority I want to speak about today. Jesus had authority in teaching.
这意味着耶稣的教导听上去和别人不一样。
This means Jesus' teaching sounded different from others.
尽管在这段经文里耶稣没有提到耶稣讲到的内容，作者没有提到耶稣讲到的内容。
Although the content of his teaching is not mentioned specified here.
但我们可以参考耶稣的登山宝训，在那里他直接告诉他的门徒什么是天国的标准。
But we can refer to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, where he directly declared the standard of kingdom of heaven.
耶稣有这样的权柄，他教导门徒有关天国的信息。
He had the authority to teach about the kingdom of God.
在马太福音七章二十八到二十九节。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 to 29.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
And when Jesus finished these things, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes.
耶稣的教导和那些文士不同，有什么不同呢？
Jesus' teaching different from the scribes. What's the difference?
那就是文士靠引用他人来建立他们教导的权威性，然而耶稣的权柄却是自由的。
The scribes built their authority by quoting others, but Jesus' authority was inherent.
例如在马太福音七章二十六节，耶稣说凡听见我说这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了。
For example, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 26, Jesus says, And everyone who hears this word of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat against that house.And it fell, and the great was the fail of it.
如果一个人没有权柄，他还教导你说，你要是今天不听我的，你在审判的日子就站立不住。
If someone without authority said, if you don't listen to me, you won't stand on judgment day.
你一定会觉得这个人是疯子。
You must think he was crazy.
那耶稣不是疯子，他有这样的权柄教导你，因为他将来要审判这个世界。
But Jesus is not crazy. He has the authority to teach this way because he will one day judge the world.
在这次讲道中，有一件令人意想不到的事情发生了。
During this preaching, something unexpected happened.
耶稣讲道的效果不只是让听众感到惊奇，他还让一只鬼暴露自己的身份。
Jesus' preaching not only amazed the listeners,but caused a demon to reveal itself.
路加福音四章三十三到三十四节。
In Luke chapter 4, verses 33 to 34,
在会堂里有一个人被污鬼的精气附着，大声喊叫说。
And in the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice.
哎，拿撒勒的耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
在会堂里，有一只鬼附在人身上。
There was a man possessed by an unclean spirit in the synagogue.
耶稣正在进行他的讲道，他没有特意做什么事情来引发这只鬼的喊叫，然而这只鬼却大声喊叫，他主动向耶稣暴露了自己的存在。
Jesus was teaching, not doing anything special to provoke the demon. Yet the demon cried out loudly and exposed itself.
耶稣带着权柄教训人，他的教训不像其他文士。
Jesus taught with authority, unlike the scribes.
其他文士在安息日同样教训人，然而这只鬼仍然出现在会堂里。
The scribes taught on the Sabbath too.But the demon remained quiet.
耶稣的教导带有力量，是这股力量让这只鬼忍不住喊叫出来。
Jesus' teaching carried power that forced the demon to cry out.
他认出了耶稣的身份，你是拿撒勒的耶稣，你是神的圣者。
The demon recognized Jesus' identity. You are Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy One of God.
这是耶稣权柄的来源。
This is the source of Jesus' authority.
耶稣是神的圣者，他是神的儿子，他当然有权柄教导人有关神国的事情。
He is the Holy One of God, the Son of God, and thus have authority to teach about the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们相信耶稣有这样的权柄，如果我们相信他将来要审判这个世界，那么我们应当听从他的教训。
Brothers and sisters,If we believe Jesus has this authority, if we believe he will one day judge the world, then we should obey his teaching.
耶稣的教训应该成为我们生活的准则，我们应该顺服主的教训，彼此相爱，彼此服侍，荣耀神。
His words should be the standard for our lives. We should obey the God's commands to love one another, serve one another, and glorify God.
回到经文，面对污鬼的喊叫，路加福音四章35-37节。
Back to the scripture, facing the demon's cry in Luke chapter 4 verses 35-37.
耶稣责备他说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。鬼把那人摔倒在众人中间就出来了，却没有害他。
But Jesus rebuked him saying, be quiet and come out of him.And when the demon had thrown him down in his midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm.
众人都惊讶，彼此对问说，这是什么道理呢？因为他用权柄能力吩咐污鬼，污鬼就出来了。
And they were all amazed and said to one another, What is this word? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out.
于是耶稣的名声传遍了周围地方。
And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我今天要讲的第三个权柄。耶稣有权柄赶鬼。
Brothers and sisters, this is the third authority I want to speak about today. Jesus has authority to cast out demons.
耶稣责备这只污鬼说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。
Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, be silent.And come out of him.
当耶稣说完这句话，污鬼就出来了。
When Jesus spoke, the demon came out.
这是怎样的权柄？
What kind of authority is this?
耶稣说，鬼出来，鬼就出来，就像在创世纪里，神说，要有光，就有了光。
Jesus commands, and the demon obeyed, just as in Genesis, God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
耶稣对鬼有绝对的主权，圣经中多次记载耶稣赶鬼的故事。
Jesus has absolute sovereignty over demons. the gospel records many instances of Jesus casting out demons.
也许有人会问，为什么福音书要记载这些事情呢？
Why does scriptures record these things?
我们知道，圣经中的鬼指的是堕落的天使，他们掌管着这个堕落的世界。
We know that demons in the Bible are fallen angels who rule this fallen world.
然而，当主耶稣第一次来到这个世界，他要用他赶鬼的权柄宣告一件事情。
But when Jesus came into the world for the first time, through his authority to cast out demons, he declared one thing.
那就是天国近了。
The thing is, the kingdom of God has come near.
耶稣就是基督，他要在地上开始自己的事工，他要击败世上的污鬼。
Jesus is a Christ. He began his ministry on earth to defeat the demons of this world.
因为天国近了，他要叫那些受压制的得自由。
Because the kingdom is near, he will set oppressed free.
当然，赶鬼是一件危险的事情，我们应该尽可能远离危险的事情。
Of course, dealing with demons is dangerous, and we should stay away from such things.
但是同时，作为基督徒，我们不需要害怕这些事情，因为主耶稣和我们站在一起，他的权柄胜过魔鬼。
But as Christians, we need not fear.Because the Lord Jesus stands with us and his authority overcomes the devil.
回到经文第32节，众人对耶稣教训的权柄感到稀奇。第36节，现在他们对耶稣赶鬼的权柄感到惊讶。
In verse 32, the people were astonished at his teaching with authority. Now in verse 36, they are amazed at his authority to cast out demons.
这是什么道理呢？这样的事情他们闻所未闻。
What is this word? They had never seen anything like this.
第37节，耶稣的名声传遍了周围地方。
In verse 37, reports about him spread throughout the surrounding region.
这群人经历了耶稣赶鬼的神迹，他们无法保持沉默，他们将耶稣的事迹对外宣讲。
Having witnessed this miracle, the people could not stay silent. They spread the news about Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们自己经历神的大能，当我们看到耶稣基督是如何改变我们的生命时，我们怎么能够保持沉默？
Brothers and sisters, when ourselves personally experience God's great power, when we see how Jesus Christ transforms our lives, how can we remain silent?
我们应该开口分享耶稣的事迹，向我们身边的亲朋好友分享福音，带他们认识主。
We must speak up, share the gospel with our family and friends, and lead them to know the God.
回到经文，在这之后，第38到39节。
Back to the scripture, after this, verses 38 to 39.
耶稣出了会堂，进了西门的家，西门的岳母害热病甚重。有人为他求耶稣。
And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf.
耶稣站在他旁边，斥责那热病，热就退了。他立刻起来服侍他们。
And he stooped over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately he rose and began to serve them.
西门彼得的家在加百农，耶稣来到西门的家，西门的岳母正在发高烧，没有办法招待耶稣。
Simon Peter's home was in Capernaum. Jesus entered the house where Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a severe fever and could not serve.
于是有人为他的病求告耶稣，耶稣就斥责那热病，热就退了。
People appealed to Jesus for her. Jesus rebuked the fever and it left her.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我今天要讲的第四个权柄，耶稣有权柄治病。
Brothers and sisters, this is the fourth authority I want to speak about today. Jesus has authority to heal.
耶稣的话语的权柄和能力不仅延伸到鬼的世界，也延伸到自然界。
The authority and power of Jesus' word expanded not only to the demonic realm, but also to the natural world.
在这里路加用同一个词斥责描述耶稣对乐病说话，就像他对鬼说话一样。
Luke used the same word rebuked for Jesus speaking to the fever as he did to the demon.
耶稣斥责那鬼，鬼就出来了。同样的，耶稣斥责那乐病，乐就退了。
Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out. Likewise, he rebuked the fever and it left.
耶稣话语的权柄不仅可以赶鬼，也可以治病。
Jesus' word has authority over both demons and diseases.
这是怎样的权柄呢？这乐病就像长了耳朵一样，乖乖听耶稣的话，从人身上退去了。
What kind of authority is this?The fever obeyed Jesus, as if it had ear to listen, and departed from the woman.
这样的事情还发生在路加福音8:24。耶稣和他的门徒在船上遭遇了暴风，他的门徒都感到害怕，以为他们就要丧命在这里。
A similar event occurred in Luke chapter 8, verse 24, where Jesus and his disciples were caught in a storm on the lake. The disciples were terrified.Thinking they would perish.
拉耶稣却斥责那狂风大浪，于是风浪就顺从他的话变得平静。
But Jesus rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was calm.
耶稣有治病的权柄，在40节，日落的时候，凡有病人的，不论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里，耶稣按手在他们个人身上，医好他们。
Jesus had authority to heal. In verse 20, now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hand on every one of them and healed them.
到了日落，本该是耶稣要离开的时候，众人却带着各样的病人来到耶稣这里。
At sunset, when it was time to leave, people brought all kinds of sickness to Jesus.
他们或许是从哪里听说了耶稣的事迹，他们不想错过今天的机会。
Perhaps they had heard of his deeds and did not want to miss this opportunity.
耶稣怜悯这些人，他按手在他们身上治好所有的病人，无论是怎样的疾病。
Jesus had compassion on them. He laid hand on each one and healed them all, no matter the disease.
因为耶稣不是靠什么特别的药方，他是靠自己的权柄治病。
Jesus did not rely on any special medicine. He healed by his own authority.
在马太福音8:8，有一位百夫长求耶稣医治他的仆人。他说：“主啊，你不用来我家，只要说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。”
In Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, the centurion said to Jesus, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come to under my roof."But only say the word, and my servant will be healed.
因为我手下也有兵，我对他说去，他就去。
For I too am a man under authority, with soldier under me, and I say one, go, and he goes.
是的，就像长官有权柄命令自己的士兵，耶稣也有权柄命令所有的疾病，因为他是这个世界的主。
Yes, just as a commander has authority over his soldiers.Jesus has authority over all diseases because he is the Lord of the world.
第41节，又有鬼从好些人身上出来，喊着说：“你是神的儿子。”耶稣斥责他们，不许他们说话，因为他们知道他是基督。
In verse 41, and demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak.Because they knew that he was the Christ.
我们看到有些人生病的原因是因为有鬼附在他们身上，耶稣把这些鬼赶走。
Some illnesses were caused by demonic possessions, and Jesus cast out those demons.
耶稣对鬼和对疾病的能力不是一次性的。
Jesus' authority with demons and diseases was not a one-time event.
各样的疾病，许多的鬼，当耶稣说话或者按手，他们就离开。
Various of diseases and many demons obeyed when he spoke or laid hand on them.
也许有人会问，这些事情发生在主耶稣第一次来的时候，这样的事情今天还会发生吗？
And you may ask, These things happened during Jesus' first coming. Do they still happen today?
一方面，我们必须承认那是一段特殊的时期。
On one hand, we have to acknowledge that that time was a special period.
当耶稣第一次来的时候，他治病的事情频繁发生。
When Jesus came for the first time, healings were frequently.
这是为了应验旧约的应许，这是为了彰显耶稣的身份，这是为了告诉世人天国近了，基督来了。
It is to fulfill Old Testament promises, to reveal his identity, and to proclaim that the kingdom of God has come near, that Jesus had arrived.
但是在今天，我们不需要再次经历这些事情才能相信耶稣。
But today, we do not need to see these things again to believe in Jesus.
另一方面，尽管今天的背景和那段时间不同，耶稣的权柄和能力并没有发生改变。
On the other hand, though the context differ today, Jesus' authority and power have not changed.
我们仍然可以，仍然需要向主祷告，祈求他医治我们的身体。
We can and we should still pray to the Lord for healing.
Justin 正在发高烧，还有 Jenny 的术后康复，请大家为他们祷告。
So let's pray for Jean, for his recovery after the surgery. Let's pray for
Justin. OK. 尽管有些时候主耶稣好像没有垂听我们的祷告，但那不是真的。
Sometimes it seems the Lord does not answer, but that is not true.
主耶稣知道我们的需要，他对我们每一个人都有他的计划。
The Lord knows our needs and has plans for each person.
最后，更重要的是，我们现在还生活在一个堕落的世界里，这个世界充满了疾病和死亡。
Most importantly, we still in a fallen world full of sickness and death.
但是作为基督徒，我们相信主耶稣会再来。
But as Christian, we believe Jesus will come again.
当他第二次来的时候，他会战胜一切的敌人。
When he returns the second time, he will defeat every enemy.
启示录21章4节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦，因为以前的事都过去了。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 4, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.And death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
回到经文第41节，这些鬼知道耶稣是基督，他们喊着说，你是神的儿子，但是耶稣斥责他们，不许他们说话。
Back to verse 41, the demons knew Jesus was Christ and cried.You are the Son of God, but Jesus rebuked them and did not allow them to speak.
这是为什么呢？
Why?
因为时候还没有到。
Because the time has not yet come.
我们前面提到，耶稣拥有对自己生命的绝对主权。
As we mentioned earlier, Jesus has absolute sovereignty over his life.
他在世上的每一件事工都有自己的时间表。这包括他的死亡，当然也包括他要如何彰显自己基督的身份。
Every aspect of his earthly ministry followed his timetable, including his death and how he would reveal his identity as Christ.
耶稣可以自己给自己做见证，他可以指着旧约的应许给自己做见证，他也可以凭着神迹和能力给自己做见证。在他受洗的时候，我们看到有圣灵为他做见证。
Jesus could testify about himself through Old Testament prophecies, through miracles, or through the witness of Holy Spirit at his baptism.
然而他并不需要魔鬼给自己做见证。
However, he did not need demons to testify for him.
更何况在这里，魔鬼的喊叫无非是要引起人们的骚动。
Moreover, their cries could stir up confusion here.
于是耶稣斥责他们，不让他们说话。不让他们说出这个世界上最重要的真理，耶稣就是基督。
So Jesus rebuked them and silenced them, preventing them from proclaiming the most important truth in the world. Jesus is the Christ.
最后第42到44节。
Finally, verses 42 to 44.
天亮的时候，耶稣出来，走到旷野地方，众人去找他，到了他那里，要留住他，不要他离开他们。
And when it was day, he departed and went into the desolate place, and the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them.
但耶稣对他们说，我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因为我受差原是为此。
But he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose.
于是耶稣在加利利的各会堂讲道。
And he was preaching in the synagogue of Judea.
到了第二天，耶稣来到旷野，他要离开加百农，这里的百姓挽留耶稣，不让他离开。
The next day, Jesus went to desolate places and planned to leave Capernaum. The people tried to keep him from leaving.
但是耶稣对他们说，我也必须到别城传神国的福音，这是他受差的目的。
But Jesus said, he must preach the good news of the kingdom of God in other towns as well. That was his purpose.
这是耶稣的事工，他要在犹太的各会堂讲道。
This is Jesus' mission, to preach in the synagogue of Judea.
他要彰显他的权柄，借着他的话语，他治病和赶鬼的能力，告诉他的百姓，他就是要来的那一位弥赛亚。
Demonstrating his authority through his word, healing, and casting out demons, declaring to the people that he is the promised Messiah.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天讲了耶稣的权柄。
Brothers and sisters, today we have spoken of Jesus' authority.
无论是生命的权柄、教导的权柄、赶鬼的权柄，还是治病的权柄，一切都是为了他的事工，为了完成他在地上的工作。
His authority over life, his authority to teach, his authority over demons, his authority to heal, all these are for his mission, to accomplish his work on earth.
我们知道耶稣有权柄决定自己的生死。
We know Jesus has authority over life and death.
所以时候未到，他能从暴民的围攻中安然逃脱。
When the time had not yet come, he passed safely through the mob.
等到时候到了，他却甘心顺服，背起十字架，为我们的罪孽舍命流血。
When the time came, he willingly submitted, took up the cross, and shed his blood for our sins.
这一切的事情都发生在他的权柄之下。
All of this happened under his authority.
所以时候未到，他会禁止魔鬼泄露他的身份。
So when the time had not yet come, he silenced the demons from revealing his identity.
等到时候到了，他就在十字架的死亡与荣耀的复活中，向全宇宙大声宣告，他就是那位应许的基督，万王之王，万主之主。
When the time came, through his death on the cross and glorious resurrections, he proclaimed to the whole universe, He is the promised Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这位有权柄的主今天仍然活着，他的权柄没有改变。
Dear brothers and sisters, This authoritative Lord is alive today, and his authority has not changed.
愿我们每个人都深深被耶稣的权柄震撼，因他的爱而谦卑，因他的死而得生，因他的复活而满有盼望。阿们。
May each of us be deeply moved by the authority of Jesus, humbled by his love, given life through his death, and filled with hope. Through his resurrections. Amen.